start going through some of the lachas of Shalach Manos, Mishloach Manos. The pasuk says Mishloach Manos is the Re'eyu. One of the tekanos which was instituted for the mitzvah Purim was to send Manos portions, one person to his ish Re'eyu. So there's four words in the pasuk: Mishloach Manos ish Re'eyu. It's repeated twice. So let's look at the pasuk. So the Mishloach, so this has to be sent. So there is a discussion, do you require to send it with a shliach? There's actually a Sefer Binyan Siyam, which he raises the question, he contemplates the possibility that if a person would give it directly, not to a shliach, he would not be yotze the mitzvah. So Mishabur brings this down, and he says that we don't pass it like that, that the person can give it directly. A. B. It's not a halakha of shlichas that would require a valid halakha shliach. A non-Jew is not a kosher shliach. A katan is not a kosher shliach. That's not relevant over here. The idea is that we give one to the other, so there's no requirement dafka of shlichas. There is inyan of hider to do it for ayere shliach. So that's inyan of mishloach. Now the word manos gets much more exciting to define what is a mana. So first of all, it says mano, so it's two of them. So, and it says one person, the re'eyu is singular, so you send one. The mitzvah, primary mitzvah is to send to one person two manos, two portions. Kolam arbe is a raisin mashubach. The Rambam says a person is marbe to give mishloach and increase the manos. It is considered it's meritorious, but it's preferable if you have a choice between spending more on shaloch manos or matanas of yonim, you should spend more on matanas of yonim. So it should be two manas to one individual. How do we define a mana? So one point the Maril says that a mana is something which is ready to use, something which is ready to eat. Pashas, according to the Maril, if you would send something which is raw, which has to be cooked still, you would not be yotze to the mitzvah. It has to be something which is ready to eat. To the point that one person raised the question, you're allowed to send something in a can. Right, because it's not ready to eat, you have to open up the can. All the person are not excited about that pshat. They agree that that's not an issue, but that's how far he takes this idea of the maril, that it has to be really ready to eat. So it has to be something which is ready to eat. Truma Sadeshan suggests it's something which you can use for a meal. So the point is that of this mitzvah is to make sure everybody has something for the meal. You should send something which a person could use for the meal. So one person sends me every year, he sends me a sandwich with a pickle. And that's a shalach manos, is a sandwich with a pickle, and it's ready for a meal. You can use it as a meal, you can take that as a meal. So that would be a very nice type of a shalach manos. It has to be a mono, so we find that a mono portion does not mean, you know, the discussion we always had in yeshiva, can you use one raisin and one peanut, right? Would that be valid shalach manos? The answer is no, it's not a mono. A raisin is not a mono, and a peanut is not a mono. It has to be a portion. It has to be... I would not consider that as a valid, you know, a valid, unless it's a very, very large raisin, a very large peanut, but you know, that would not be such a thing. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that since it has to be a mono and it has to be ish l'rei, you would send to your friend. There's something of chashivas to it. The Ritva says it has to be, it's evaluated according to the one who's giving and the one who's receiving. So I'm a poor person, I can't give too much, so that's what I can give. The Ritva says that's enough to say that I fulfill my mitzvah of shalach manos. If the person I'm sending to is I'm a rich person, but the person I'm sending to is a poor person, the Ritva says that would also be sufficient as long as I'm sending something which he would consider a kosher. The Mishabur disagrees and says no, it's evaluated only by the recipient. So the recipient is somebody rich, even though I'm poor, I can't be yotze shalach manos. I send them something which is would not be according to his cheshivas, his stature. Can you use liquids for this purpose? So the Magen Avraham and others say yes. You could, a mashka also goes into the status of a manos. A person want to send a challah and a bottle of wine, that would be a valid mana. There is an opinion which says that that you cannot use mashka, but the shabura. The Chai Adam and the Shabura all paskin that you could use liquid as well. There's a myth out there, for many people have it, that the definition of a mana has to be two different brachas. So that's not correct. Clearly, it's clear already in the Rambam. The Rambam says, his example of two manas is two portions of meat. Now, two portions of meat is clearly not two different brachas. You make a shahakal on both of them. So there's no requirement of making something which is different brachas. The Aruch HaShulchan points out in this Rambam, it has to be something which has a different flavor. The fact that you take a large portion, you cut it in half, and you wrap it up separately, that's not called two manas. That's called one mana. But it means that you'd send fried chicken and roasted chicken, so it's two different flavors. So that would be valid to send. That would be valid to send for two different manas. Okay, so we've touched on the definition of mishloach, the definition of manas. Then we'll talk about this on Sunday. We'll talk about ish l're'eyu. Have a good Shabbos.